This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wonders never cease. Yes, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, says a debt deal is possible this week, and he acted like, meh, no big deal. Wow. So there won't be the big fallout if that happens. Job cuts, no Social Security checks, all the panic that is running amok in parts of the nation. Because, of course, people who aren't going to get their checks when they're living paycheck to paycheck, money they paid into, why wouldn't they be panicked? My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show, The Politics of the Day. We're going to dive into it at the top, and that, of course, is one of the biggest. Also, ChatGPT and looking at AI, that was some of the big combo, 3 hours of it on the Hill. Will it be regulated? What will it do to our lives? Those are big questions that are hanging out there already in the air, and they're questions that we don't really know the answer to. Remember, the internet was the wild, wild west, and really technically still is. Then there were the snafus during the election and what happened with Facebook and, of course, Russia and the hacks and everything else in between. And there's always been calls for what can we do to regulate the internet, which is why so many people said take advantage of a free and open lane right now. But that free and open lane can also be one that gets you in trouble because there are so many cyber scams and crimes and hacks and everything else that are out there. There are minefields. What are the minefields for artificial intelligence? Let's start first with a big McCarthy announcement. So Kevin McCarthy was, you know, on video, I guess really more pictures were released of him kicking back in the Oval with the Prez and Kamala Harris and Chuck Schumer, the Democratic senator from New York, and some others. The debt ceiling negotiations continuing. And when he emerged, he got in front of the cameras and said, yeah, it's possible to get a deal done by the end of the week. He seemed really almost pretty optimistic, saying we have a lot of work to do in a short amount of time. The session in the White House lasted less than an hour, and they set up future conversations. So the president leaves Wednesday for a three-day G7 summit in Japan, but he's skipping a stop in Australia and New Guinea to come back sooner to make sure this all gets wrapped up. So here's the bottom line. The big requirements for two key programs to provide food and cash to families in the past week's negotiations, this has been a sticking point over raising the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling to avoid the economic pitfall or catastrophe that could happen as a result of that. So there's not a lot of time left. And we keep hearing the Treasury Department, we're running out of money, we're stalling, we're running out of money. We're going to be short June 1st. We're going to fall into a default, and it will spark an even worse economic downturn. Okay, we get it, Janet Yellen. We know what we're up against at this point, right? We're the people. This is our country. This is our tax dollars. And why do you care? Because you may have friends, family, yourself. You might be relying on the check that could get delayed, right? So one of the things that's being talked about is what are you spending in the future? And that's what McCarthy is saying. They're discussing issues like spending caps, new work requirements for some benefit programs for low-income Americans, and changes to energy permitting in exchange for votes to lift the limit, because that whole permitting process is gunky. And they're trying to unravel that supposedly. But the big things that will happen is some of the changes to the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, which is SNAP, previously known as food stamps, and then the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Program, the work that will be tied to that. So we'll see. This standoff maybe is is going to be pulled apart, which is actually a good thing, because do we need anything to rattle the economy more when we have the big R threatening us, the word recession that's getting thrown around still a lot? If they come to that agreement, which, gosh, it really seemed like it, the way McCarthy was talking, if that happens, then the fallout of jobs being cut or no Social Security checks, which absolutely would be scary if you're waiting for a Social Security check. That's a problem. If that gets delayed, what are the consequences of that? They're heavy for lots of people. So who suffers the most? It's the people, the working people, living paycheck to paycheck, people who rely on government benefits that they paid into, services that would face huge blows, and then that would be job losses and loss of income, all of that. So the livelihoods of millions of Americans would certainly hang in the balance. We're watching. Let's see what happens there. All right, AI, big conversation. 3 hours, in fact, the CEO of ChatGPT. I had to think at one point when I was tuning into things that were happening in real time, is he for real? I mean, a CEO trying to not cover up the dangers of what he's created while he's making a fortune off of it, and it's all anyone's talking about, how amazing it is. It can write your proposals. It can write your resume. It'll make you sound brilliant. You don't have to look up things anymore. It'll just piece your work together. He thinks it has to be regulated. And he says the Sam Altman, who's the OpenAI CEO, he said, as the technology advances, we understand that people are anxious about how it changes the way we live. We are too. And he says it's critical to mitigate the risk of some of these powerful AI systems. What he's saying is there's falsehoods that could be spread. There's copyright protections that could be violated. Some jobs will be upended. People will be misled because there'll be even more misinformation out there. And so there's no immediate anything that Congress is crafting up or talking about. European lawmakers are doing the same thing. They're listening to what does this mean? What are the things that we have to be careful of? And so much of it is the whole cloning thing, voice clones. I think really the misinformation, the idea that it could be used to launch drones, to control drones, that can be incredibly scary in the wrong hands. So he was pressed about his worst fears about AI, and he wasn't ultra specific about it, except for to say significant harm to the world. If the technology goes wrong, it can go, I like what he said this, it can go quite wrong. Quite wrong. You know, even in colleges, they're saying that people are going to have to clarify if they used any kind of AI on any of the papers that they're writing. In the speech business, they're talking about if you're pulling all this information, think about copyright infringement phrases and everything else that could get pulled and piecemealed together, and how crazy that would be in the world of keynoting, for example. I mean, this goes all the way back to 2015. He co-founded this company in 2015 with backing from tech billionaire Elon Musk. So this is good, because having the discussion is worthwhile. Putting a few things in place is worthwhile. Coming up next, UBIs.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, we like to call this fun segment Ubiquitous Bits of Information, aka Fun Facts. And they're everywhere around us. There's so many things you can learn in an instant. So hopefully when you walk away from this conversation that Jeremy Paulson and I have every week, you will learn something that makes you go, oh, I did not know that. I did not know that. And you will be able to dazzle people with that little tiny piece of information, that UBI that you walk away with. So, Jeremy, what do you got for us this time around?
And hopefully they are real facts.
Yeah, they're not. They're not something that you got from the artificial intelligence they pieced together, and you stole it from somewhere else.
And I've just been like Googling facts. So.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. It's hilarious.
What was New York's original name?
New York's original name. Oh gosh, I know this. I don't know, Manhattan something.
It was New Orange, I guess.
Oh, I didn't know that, no.
In 1673, the Dutch captured the area and called it New Orange. And then the next year, the English regained it and dropped the orange for York.
How wild, and now it's the Big Apple.
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah, if the nickname is the Big Apple.
Yep.
But New Orange, so in the 1600s, huh?
Yeah, that was the original nickname, I guess, or something.
Wow, interesting.
What was the original color of stop signs?
Blue.
No, it was yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah, in 1922, when they made stop signs, they did yellow instead of red because red faded too quickly. But in 1954, when fade-resistant porcelain enamel ink came out, they changed them all to red.
And red is so much better because it's the universal sign. You go other places, you see red, red and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think red is a better choice.
Better. You can see it. I mean, it's better than yellow. When you see yellow, you think of caution. You don't think of stop, because that's in our heads now. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yield.
Yeah, yield.
Merge, right? That's yellow, mm-hmm. right? Merge.
Yeah.
And then last, did you know that high heels were originally for men?
I know they were designed by men because no woman would design high heels, so I did not know.
In the 10th century, Europeans saw that the Westmen and the Persians, they all had inch-high heels to help them ride horses, right?
Oh.
So then they adapted that for fashion, and the original high heels were actually men's.
Wow. Wow, and that makes sense because of having to mount a horse. You know, sometimes what you'll see, or maybe you don't see it, they've got little tiny benches they throw down on the ground, and people get on the bench and jump and lift their leg over the horse. But having, especially then, having a higher shoe, I can see how that would be.
That's why cowboys always had it to help with riding and stuff, and
right,
the Persians also had it, and the Europeans took it as a sign of wealth, you know, because that means you owned a horse, and they developed it into wearing high heels for fashion.
Wow.
So it was literally men's. Men had high heels.
Yeah, I said blame it on the men every time our feet are aching because of, I mean, high heels look good. They're slimming. They look good with dresses and whatever. I mean, that's the thing. But since the pandemic, veering off into a rabbit hole quickly here, a lot of women stopped wearing high heels because you were not dressing up. You were in the house. You were slumping around, right, mm-hmm. in your sweats. And then now I wonder if the high heel has made a comeback. So that's interesting that you've opened that up. All good stuff. So we go from that to my UBIs are about the planets. In my neighborhood, they had, and it's a big deal here, and I never had time for them, never went to them, and I know some of you probably go to them, garage sales, and one of my neighbors had a telescope. They never even used it, and he gave it to me for like a song, and we've wanted a telescope for a while, and especially now we can really see the sky where we are, and I'm fascinated by the planets. So my UBIs are about some of the planets, like Mercury, did you know, and you might know this, is the smallest planet in the solar system. It's the closest to the sun, but did you know it's just a little larger than Earth's moon?
Yep.
And it's the fastest planet, too. It zips around the sun, everybody, every 88 Earth days.
It has the fastest rotation.
Pew! I can see it now. It's just flying through the sky.
Which is also why it's one of the coldest, too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then on the other hand, you look at Jupiter, and it's more than twice as massive than the other planets of the solar system combined. It's the Great Red Spot. It's a centuries-old storm bigger than Earth. I like Jupiter.
Isn't that the one that has three moons, too?
Yep, three moons. As much as I like Jupiter, my favorite planet, because it blew me away when I was at that McDonald Observatory in West Texas, which is by not too far, maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half from Marfa, Texas, where they have the lights. It's cool. It's in the middle of nowhere. And I was there, and an astronomer was there, and I was looking into this powerful scope, and I made a joke, and I said, that can't really be it. He goes, yes, it is. And it was Saturn, and it looked like it almost looked fake, like it was glued on the telescope, but it has the icy rings, and it's so unique. The other giant planets have rings, but none are so visible and as spectacular as Saturn's. It's such a cool-looking planet to me. My favorite, definitely.
I would like a big telescope to look at.
Oh.
That'd be cool.
I can't wait to see how...
That's one thing I miss about where I'm from, because in the city, like, it's hard to see stars.
You can't see it
sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, out in the country, I always saw stars.
Wide open space.
Yeah, just laying back in the backyard, just...
Yeah, looking up. Look up and then you realize what's out there. So, I agree with you. I'm all about that. Neptune, the eighth and most distant major planet, which orbits our sun, is dark, cold, and it's got supersonic winds. It was the first planet located through mathematical calculations. That's how they came up with Neptune. Isn't that wild?
That's cool.
It is cool. And then people talk so much about Mars, 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 going to Mars. What about Mars? And Mars is just a, like, desert. It's dusty. It's cold. Has a thin atmosphere. And, of course, most of what is pointed out in research is that Mars was created billions of years ago. It's got a wetter and warmer and thicker atmosphere.
And it's always used in movies.
It is always used in movies.
Planet.
Yes, it's the biggest planet. And Venus, a lot of people talk about Venus. Venus spins in the opposite direction from the other planets, most of the other planets, and it traps heat in a sort of making a greenhouse effect. And it's the hottest planet in the solar system. You don't want to be dropped on Venus because you're done. I don't think you want to be dropped on any of the planets, frankly, other than Earth, maybe. But Venus, definitely not. And, of course, we know Earth... We're living here. It's the only planet in our solar system with liquid water on the surface that we know of anyway. And you can see it clearly, how much water is all over the surface of the Earth. Whenever you get that point of view of the astronauts and they look back and we've got the pictures of that and we can look at how far away it is. You know, the length of the year, 365, the... distance from the sun is just crazy, and the name Earth is 1,000 years old. And it's funny because all the planets that we just talked about, except for Earth, were named after Greek and Roman gods and goddesses. But did you know this? Do you know what Earth is? It's a Germanic word. Do you know what it means?
I have no idea.
Oh, I was going to send you, if you could nail those, I was going to send you a gift certificate from Starbucks. Okay, it means the ground. That's all it means. The ground. Ground. Earth.
I was thinking something like nurturing or like...
Something
nature,
else.
Nurture.
Right.
Motherhood or something.
Like motherhood. Hey, we're the third planet from the sun, though, right? 93 million miles away. Yeah. And if the sun were as tall as a typical front door, I just saw this fun UBI, Earth would be the size of a nickel. We're all dancing around on a nickel. That's all I know. All right, that's it for UBI's. Jeremy, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Frustrated trying to
Good
get business
job.
Capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. There is some optimism coming out of a meeting at the White House today to discuss raising the debt limit. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it was productive and all parties agreed default is not an option.
Default would be the worst outcome, a horrible situation for America and America's families.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said a deal by the end of the week is possible, but cautioned there's still a lot of work to do. An intruder entered National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's home in late April. The unidentified person was able to get into the house undetected by Sullivan's security detail. Sullivan told the man to leave, and he did. He then alerted agents to the incident. If you live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, lucky you. You live in what U.S. News and World Report says is the best place to live in America. Huntsville, Alabama comes in at number 2, followed by Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Boulder, Colorado, and Sarasota, Florida. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Conversation off the air with our next guest, who is going to talk about something I think is so vital, and it's made me more aware of the way that I'm breathing, and I think this will help you too. I mean, everyone listening can do this. So joining us now in our virtual green room is Rasheem Northington, and he's written a book called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem, thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So you have an interesting background in this. Before you wrote this, tell us a little bit about what drove you in this direction, because of all the Chinese medicine you're familiar with, all the things that you've done in your background that led you to realize the importance of the diaphragm and what you actually learned from Kung Fu.
I'm sorry.
So tell us about your background. That's all right. Tell us about your background and how it led you to writing this book. One of them was, of course, Kung Fu and what you learned through Kung Fu. So tell us about that.
Okay, yes. I trained in Kung Fu, Taoist Tai Chi Kung, for many years since I was about early teens, mid-teens, I would say. And it involved a lot of breathing type of exercises, and breathing was stressed to be the key to having power in this art. So the stronger your breath was, the more power you can obtain. That was the main focus of the training, and everything was heavily based on breathing and the breath. And that contributed to me later on about the nature of the diaphragm involvement with the breath. Understanding the breath. Yes, go ahead.
Because I think, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think that so many of us take shallow breaths. So you learned not to do that, right?
Right. In Qigong breathing, you are encouraged to take deep breaths, belly breaths, full breaths, or full conscious breaths every breath you take in the training. And that's the key to developing power, the deepness of the breath.
Yeah. And, you know, when we look at the diaphragm, the importance of it, of a skeletal muscle, it's the only right skeletal muscle controlled by involuntary unconscious or voluntary conscious nervous system, right? So so it's really an interesting thing to talk about.
Correct. Because the diaphragm is a skeletal muscle, which is supposed to be, like all other skeletal muscles are, a voluntarily controlled muscle. It's heavily controlled involuntarily, which is unique amongst all the other skeletal muscles in the body.
Yeah.
No,
I'm listening.
Now, that indicates how significant and important the function of the diaphragm is, the fact that even though we have voluntary control, the body actually dominates the control over our voluntary control in most cases.
Yeah, so when we look at this, why did you write the book? Because you realized how important it was with all the things that we've just said?
Oh, yes. I think the last thing my Kung Fu teacher told me before he passed away was, do 300 breaths a day, kid. His exact words. And that stuck with me because I didn't truly understand what that meant. So I kept thinking about it. And I went back to the Kung Fu training and exercise that required breath in order to help achieve power from that exercise. I began to realize that I wasn't as good as I used to be when I was younger, and I struggled to breathe to maintain those postural exercises. And I noticed in order for me to be better at it, my diaphragm had to work harder at it. And then it started to make me realize, and also the breath to get stronger, so does the diaphragm must get stronger, because the diaphragm is what controls the flow of the breath. And as the diaphragm gets stronger, so the breath can be deeper from a stronger or more full contraction of the diaphragm that can really only be done voluntarily.
Wow, so fascinating. And in the book you talk, you go deep into this. You tell us things to do, things to be aware of, all of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you and I, when we talked off the air, what led you to say, okay, I should write this book because I see how important it is that, you know, kid, take 300 breaths a day. What really drove you to saying, I think I need to tell people more about this?
Because I think that at the same time, after my teaching about breathing, it was never taught or explained in relation to the diaphragm's function specifically. I mean, it's mentioned that the diaphragm is a breathing muscle, but then it says breathe, and the diaphragm itself is not really included in that category. So what I started to attain is that if we look at breathing from the scope of the diaphragm's involvement, I think the understanding of breathing becomes a little easier. And it starts to make more sense that if breath can't happen without the diaphragm, in order for us to gauge how strong a breath is, should be gauged by the strength of your diaphragm. And then I think that quantifies everything. It makes everything understandable of why I can only breathe but so much, because that's the limit that my diaphragm has on it. And if I increase the limitations on my diaphragm, then I can increase the limits on my deep breathing or deep breath. And I think if everybody understands this from that regard, things would be more easily attainable due to a greater understanding of how breathing works, and that the breath is really specifically controlled by the function of the diaphragm. And breath cannot happen without that function.
Yes, so true. And we're speaking with Rasheem Northington. The name of the book is called The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. I love the title, The Muscle Source of Life, because it is something I wasn't aware of until we had that conversation. I was, but I wasn't thinking about it. And I think that's what it is. We're kind of sleepwalking when it comes to breathing. Do you think so?
I think so as well. But the thing that's even more significant about the diaphragm's function, even though it's necessary for breathing, because the diaphragm is designed the way it is, upon breathing, it also does a whole lot more for the body than just breathing. Because breathing is not just the only thing we need for health and well-being. We also need a good circulation system. Not only does the diaphragm play a role in accessing oxygen and influencing the breath, it also is the key muscle to also stimulate healthy circulation in addition to oxygenating the body, which is also unlike any other muscle in the body because other muscles can have longer rest periods. The diaphragm does not have that luxury. The diaphragm must keep engaging. Therefore, it keeps giving us the potential and option to continuously circulate the blood, independent of the other muscles in the body, which are very beneficial once they're engaged. But most of our lifestyle is sedentary. So in those sedentary sessions, like as in this whole conversation, the diaphragm becomes the major muscle source, in this case, for life and for circulation. That's very significant as well, not just for breathing, but blood return back to the heart, which gives the heart blood to pump back out to the rest of the body full of oxygen.
Yeah,
that the diaphragm.
Yeah, the continuous flow of air, that oxygen that you're talking about, and how critical of a component it is for the production of energy in the body, obviously, and to continuously have that flow of air, which is completely necessary, and is again what we're talking about. And how much better is your life improved? Which I think I'm answering my own question when you breathe correctly.
Okay. Well, they do say that abundant breath, abundant life.
Yeah.
Well, that's a saying I'm aware of. So the deeper you breathe, the more power you attain, the more you can in some way control your surroundings and help control your emotions. And if you control your emotions, control your reactions to certain situations, you can also influence your own outcomes. So those are definitely beneficial things. And if you think words are powerful, along with deep breathing and powerful breathing and positive words, it could fruition just the way you want it to.
You know, and I'm thinking of you, Rasheem, that I know that you teach and you tutor a lot of subjects, math and science. So if I was in your class, would you make us take a deep breath, the real breath? I think that would be interesting.
I definitely would like to. The only thing is, you know, it'd just be suggestive, but, you know, people would still want to do what they want to do. But I definitely would also always mention and talk to them and just let them know that you have this voluntary option to take a full breath. Don't wait until you have to use it. Use it now so that you can prevent everything that happens to you before it becomes a situation that you must now. Just do it for the sake of doing it, and then it won't seem like it's a job, and it won't seem like it's a stress or strain to get it done when you can't, when you need to.
Yeah.
So that's the way I try to, you know, inform people of, you know, be aware of that, utilize it. There's a reason for that, and it just makes you feel better. And if you look on articles online, you can see that they explain how deep breathing always makes you feel better. For whatever reason, it slows the heart rate down, it slows this down, it calms you, calms the nerve. Influences the parasympathetic nervous system. All those calming, resting, digesting, recovery type of systems in the body. So we don't have to wait until anything drastic happens. We could always be trying to maintain that state all day long as we can remember and consciously be aware of that.
Yeah. Yep, 300 breaths a day. I love it. And the name of the book, The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem Northington, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Definitely appreciate it.
guys, why settle for poor quality Pau D'Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We take you to Malaysia for a conversation with Jackie Ng. She's in our virtual green room right now, joining us on Author's Corner again here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And she has a scary journey to tell you about, one that a lot of people fall into this, and I can't imagine the emotions, the ride it is, how scared they are, and what it would feel like, to give you a hint of what we're going to talk about, when you have something scary that happens medically to you. She's written a book called Rising and also Lemonade, and I love the book cover of Lemonade and her message that is really weaved through in the book, in and out of the book. Jackie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for being me tonight.
So what happened that led to you ultimately writing Lemonade? What happened to you that made you have to have surgery?
Because after surgery, I was dealing with mobility issues. So that means I quit my job. So I have nothing to do at home. So I started a journal. So when the pages get thicker, I thought of sharing my story with more people.
And your story And your story is an interesting story. Like you said, when you had the issues and you stayed home to write it, you found out that you had a brain tumor. Wow, what was that moment like?
When the doctor told me about it, about the mass in my brain, I was like, what? Brain tumor? It was so rare. I couldn't be the one who struck the lottery. I can't think of anything. My brain went blank. So when I was exiting the hospital car park, I even tried to exit through the entrance. That was how blank I am. Blank I was. Because, but on the way back home, I thought, as long as I remove it, life will be back to normal. But it turned out, it wasn't. It will be never back to normal. So, after 5 days of the diagnosis, I was wheeled into the operation theater. And then the doctor ordered a small procedure to ascertain whether my vein in the brain is blocked. If it's blocked, they will take one of the veins in my leg to replace it. Luckily, it turned out it wasn't blocked. Anyway, the brain surgery took 8 hours. I think the neurosurgeon drew open my scarf and peed in my brain for 8 hours.
Wow. Wow. And you talk about in Lemonade, and then when you come out of it, you don't know what to expect, and what happened after that?
Yeah, the next moment I wake up, I was in ICU. Immediately I was shocked to find I was 3 limbs down. Only the left hand is movable. The other limbs won't budge. Even if I try, as I try hard as I am, I turn, I could. But I waited so many hours before the doctor came in, and then he told me there was the side effect of the brain surgery. Then it will go off in a few days. At the time, I just believed him. There's nothing I could do. So on the same day, I was transferred to a normal ward. So through intensive physiotherapy, at the time I couldn't get down of bed. I was literally bedridden. The physiotherapy came into the room to administer physiotherapy for me. And my family members took turns to be physiotherapists also. The professional physiotherapy could do only 1 hour, and then the rest is up to my family members. They massage me, they move my legs and hands, they do everything. So the next day after I was removed to the normal room, my left leg can move a bit. So what the doctor told me, it was gone physically. I can move a bit, but in a very robotic way, not a very natural way. At the same time, I was fighting with double vision, and my speech was badly affected. My speech is still affected. So, I was discharged from the hospital 3 weeks after the brain surgery. 4 days after I returned home, I was admitted again for blood disorder. The hemoglobin keep breaking down through the urine. So, this time, the blood specialist put around me for 10 days. Every day, I got 2 packets of blood infusion. but they cannot find why, what happened to me, my bird. They even do a, what they call, maroon test to ascertain whether I got, you kidding me or not. But then on the eve of Christmas, 1998, it was magically healed and back to normal.
Yay!
So the magic of Christmas.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was discharged the day after that. And I was back at home celebrating the coming of New Year, 1999.
Wow. Wow. And how are you doing today? Because I think you're bravo. We can completely understand you. How are you now these decades later?
For 8 hours, I use a mobility device to walk, a walking frame. For each, I'm sitting on a wheelchair. Because I can't walk very far distance. And I must concentrate while walking. So on the wheelchair, it gives me freedom of another kind of freedom.
Right.
So my speech is still slightly affected.
But
so
you,
I have gone, huh?
But you wrote the book Lemonade to, and there is a reason for that title. What do you hope people take away from reading about your story, your journey, the things we're talking about?
Yeah, the saying was, when life throws you a lemon, make lemonade. So when I was down, I hope this uplifting story can give hope to fellow survivors and both carers to feel hopeful, to continue the physiotherapy journey, to be strong again. And I'm very grateful my mind is not affected. I didn't lose my mind. Because I've heard stories that people lost their mind after removing brain tumor.
Wow. So there's still so much you can do. You can read, and you have done such a great job in this interview. And this book, I think, is inspirational. Lemonade, and then there's Rising, and the story of your family helping you, as you talked about. You know, they massaged you, they did what they could to help you get better. So, what's your next book going to be? Are you going to write another book?
I haven't think of it. Let's see how lemon sells us.
How lemonade does. Well, you can pick up Jackie's book, and many people know people that have gone through this in their families, and I think there's a lot of things to learn from that. You can pick the book up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Jackie, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you, Kate.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.